Hi, and welcome to the Krilla Podcast Library. I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst from HealingQuest.tv. Our focus here is the world of natural health, and today we want to tell you about research involving a Vietnamese herb called Krilla that has the ability to relieve a broad range of menopausal symptoms.
To learn more about this, we're being joined now by Sue McKinney. She's the director and CEO of Krilla Health.
Hi, Judy. Hi, Roy. So good to be back with you.
Good to have you here. As we've said, this study has found that Krilla is 93% effective in relieving menopausal symptoms like night sweats and hot flashes.
But the study also covered more than just those two symptoms. In fact, it lists a total of 29 menopausal symptoms. Does Krilla, in fact, deliver relief for every one of those symptoms?
Yes, in fact, it did. The symptom severity is measured by something called the Menopause Quality of Life Survey that divides symptoms into four categories. These are vasomotor, and that's the common hot flashes and night sweats that we so often hear about. But there's also categories for psychosocial, physical, and sexual symptoms.
Well, that's really interesting, but can you tell us about those other symptoms?
Yes. Under the psychosocial symptoms, for example, the results we found were in categories like accomplishing less than I used to, or feeling tired or worn out, or difficulty sleeping. And here was a great one, involuntary urination while laughing.
I better be careful.
but these are real symptoms that women experience.
Yes.
And again, in this study, we found that the decrease in those symptoms was around 70 and 72% in some of those symptoms. And in the sexual symptom, for example, after 30 days on Krilla, women were reducing their avoidance of intimacy. And after 90 days, their symptoms dropped to 66% of avoiding intimacy. So for both the psychosocial and the sexual symptoms, this is so important because when women suffer, their relationships that are important to them suffer. That can be your partner, your children, or your colleagues and coworkers.
Absolutely. Well, you know the old saying, when mama's not happy, nobody's happy.
I think that's been scientifically proven.
I think that has been scientifically proven. Or certainly, it's so true. It can affect your whole life in a very negative way. And it lasts longer than anybody would want. You know, it can go on for years, right?
That's right. Average for most women is 6 months to 2 years. But for some women, it almost never stops.
Yeah. Well, now you were talking about that study. How big was that study?
The study was 61 women that completed a 90-day course of research. We had hoped to do more, but we were also dealing with recruitment during the time of COVID.
Mm. Well, that could certainly handle that.
And how were the women selected to participate in the study?
There were criteria that all the women had to meet. They had to be at least 45 years old with a minimum number of 5 symptoms per day that they could articulate, and having been suffering from those symptoms for at least 3 months prior to the study. Oftentimes, these symptoms included not just the common hot flashes and night sweats, but mood swings or sleep issues that had worsened in the preceding year.
That makes sense. And with all of those conditions, you got this, what seems to me, 72%, that's a pretty high number.
Yeah, 72% in many symptoms, but the overall was 93% of the women experienced benefits in all of the symptoms.
Wow.
All 29 symptoms.
Wow. That is very impressive, Sue. This is something that women really need to know about.
Well, the women took the same capsules that you can buy. This is what's called an open label study, which means the women received Krilla bottles labeled the same as those for sale in the marketplace. They knew what they were taking. This was not the double-blinded placebo-controlled study. And the way relief is measured is women completed that quality of life survey at intake at the very beginning of the study, and then at 30 days into the study, at 60 days, and at 90 days. So in total, there were 4 data points for all 29 symptoms, and then those data points are submitted to a qualified biostatistician for analysis. Each symptom gets evaluated, and then a total is computed for each symptom category, and the overall results were, as we said, so impressive.
Very, very impressive.
Well, frankly, we were pleased, but not completely surprised, because for one thing, this mirrored my own personal experience with Krilla, as well as reports from doctors and other women who had tested Krilla previously.
Well, there's some really good news here.
There certainly is. How can people find out about this?
You can go to KrillaHealth.com, where you can read about our research in more depth and about the experiences of other women. Krilla is also available on Amazon at the Krilla Health store. So we'd be pleased to have people go look.
Thanks, Sue. Great data in that research about how effective Krilla is in relieving menopausal symptoms.
Right. That study found that 93% of the women in the study experienced benefits in all 29 of the menopausal symptoms being tracked. That is very, very impressive.
Well, it certainly is. Thanks for listening today. For the Krilla Podcast Library, I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst. Have a great day.